This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. Main feature allows you, the listener, to control the content of the website. You find something online that you think's interesting. Maybe it's a blog post or a news item or a YouTube video. You submit it to the website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air. Other people will see it and enjoy it as well. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. I think you'll find that there are aren't any other talk shows in the business that will allow you that level of influence over their website's content. So go and see it for yourself at freetalklive.com. Of course, we allow you to influence the content of the show as well. You can call in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phones and to the fun. Matt is in Illinois to start things out on the amp lines tonight. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Matt?
On Tuesday, I believe you were having a conversation with people who were calling in and defending the assassination of Osama bin Laden, and some of them were talking about how great the United States of America was and waving their flags, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to point out something that kind of happened in the dark. While all this was going on, while Osama bin Laden, while the news of Osama bin Laden's death was coming out, and all these people were celebrating and stuff, there is a university, Western Illinois University, in a small town in Illinois here, and they have a thing that they do every year at the end of the year, a party that they have. It's a tradition. And this year, the police decided to send out the riot squads, and a bunch of them, I don't know, maybe anywhere from 5 dozen to 100 cops marched down the streets in riot gear and were beating on kids and
wow.
Throwing them to the ground. And this was all caught on video.
Yeah, I saw some of the video.
Yeah, I wanted to make people aware of it. Gary Franchi from the Restore the Republic Network does a internet TV show, and he put it on the news. And, of course, you didn't hear anything on the mainstream media about this at all.
Hmm.
And anybody who thinks that we're not living in a police state, in a fascist police state, should check out this video. Because these weren't even kids. They weren't even protesting anything. It's not like they were, you know, the W-20 kids and everything else where they had, the police were supposedly there for security of these elite people or anything like that. This was just kids having a party at the end of the year like they do every year.
What changed this year, do you think?
In their own front yards. And the police came and just routed them.
What is it that you think was different this year, if anything at all, about this partying? I mean, were they tipping over cars? Were they doing anything that was violent? Because usually the police will use they'll make up an excuse, whether it's legitimate or not, for why they went ahead and initiated the force. Sometimes they'll claim that someone threw a bottle at them or whatever. Now, I don't believe what the police say in those cases, but usually they have some kind of a story.
Well, to be completely honest with you, I don't remember what tipped it off because it was a couple of days ago since I've watched it, and there's been a lot going on in my life, and so I've kind of forgotten what happened. But there was a small incident, and the student that was interviewed by Gary Franchi talks about that and what happened. But it was something like, somebody had an argument or they were getting loud or they had some kind of a altercation, and the police used that as an excuse to bust heads.
Yeah, here you go. I just pulled it up from Macon, Illinois. It's the CypressTimes.com reporting a block party held near the campus of Western Illinois University got so out of hand that police responded using tear gas and riot gear. It is an annual off-campus event, which has a reputation for being a little crazy, as one student put it. The party devolved into total mayhem on Saturday with reports of beer bottles being thrown at police who showed up in riot gear and used tear gas to disperse the crowd. Over 100 citations were issued by the police. So the usual claim that someone threw a bottle at us, so we need to go bust their heads.
There is footage of it, so there's evidence that, you know, it wasn't a party that had gotten out of hand. It was the police just deciding to be dicks.
So basically, like if you've ever played sort of a sports game where before the game starts, the team gathers around in the locker room and they all have this pep talk and they all get rowdy and everyone gets all charged up. And the police do the same thing. They have their meeting before they get out there and assign themselves to various areas to cover, and they're all charged up, ready to bust heads and go out there and deal with these hoodlums and whatnot. Because I mean, everyone that's not wearing a uniform is the enemy in their eyes. You know, they're all criminals. They just haven't been caught yet. Is that some of the things I've heard them say? So it's not surprising every time that. As things progress, time and other situations around the world, that you hear about these incidents where the police get involved and the violence is either it happens much quicker or it happens in much more a stronger fashion than in the past. So this trend has been continuing for a while.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and thanks for bringing that up.
The video is damning in this circumstance. It looks horrible
for the police.
Yeah, for the police. But it doesn't really show like what set it off or anything like that. I think that there's a time and a place for an organization of guys with like truncheons and shields to be trying to quell violence. It didn't look that way from what I was seeing in this video, and I find it sort of my experience up to this point is for instance in the Denver, I think it was during the Democratic convention in 2008, the police union put in their own money and came up with these shirts that say getting up early in order to beat the crowds,
Getting up early to beat
the crowds or something like that, and making a sort of a play on words is we get up early so that we don't have to deal with the crowds on the traffic when we go into work, but instead it's got a guy with a stick standing above it showing that in fact
they're
talking about
on his face.
Beating crowds of people, and I think
very revealing.
There are some guys on these squads. As a matter of fact, I think these squads, these riot squads, tend to attract the kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they volunteer for it.
I know they volunteer for it.
Right,
you don't get assigned the riot squad unless it's a pretty small police department. I imagine, my experience with dealing with law enforcement officers is the ones that are on the riot squad are the biggest and least likely to question any order and the most likely to look for a little fun, being sadistic to somebody. But I do want to make it clear. I think that there's a place for quelling riots. I just don't think that every time that the riot squad's brought out that's in fact what they're doing.
So it's not being made very clear here in this piece from CypressTimes.com about exactly when the alleged beer bottles were thrown at the police.
Right.
Usually this
or when did the police put on riot gear? This is what I always want to know. Did they come with riot gear and then the riot started, or did they come after the riot started with their riot gear?
How many police, does it say how many police responded to this, Ian?
Good question.
Matt said 60 to 100.
60 to 100. I mean, that's
enough to write 100 citations.
Right.
And it certainly looks like quite a few if you look at the photo here. Here, to give you a little more insight, Mark, it says here that according to the university officials, who there had been a steady police presence around the block party throughout the day, but when EMTs began to treat people for dangerous blood alcohol levels, police decided to disperse the crowd. At that point, several acts of vandalism reportedly occurred, perpetrated by people attending the party. So it sounds like they're suggesting that the violence didn't really start until after the police, if any bottle throwing actually
decided
happened.
Decided to break up the party?
Yeah, until after they came in with their riot gear. So they created the disturbance, of course. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring us anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. News updates, you go, get signed up. You can receive them via email or Twitter or Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news. www.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about gold and silver all the time. And as a matter of fact, there's been a little dip in the silver market and the gold market, too. So now may be the time to buy. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have some hand-picked coins there that I've picked to make it easy for you to get gold and silver in your hands. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. They will fulfill your order in quick order. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com and take a look at what we've got there for you.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Matt in Illinois called tonight to bring our attention to a story that he says a lot of people missed. The mainstream media completely ignored, or virtually completely ignored, because it happened during the whole Osama bin Laden situation that developed a few days ago, and that is a college, Western Illinois University, has a yearly block party that is apparently fairly popular, with likely hundreds of young folks attending and drinking and such. And according to the news, which we were able to dig up on this, from thecyprustimes.com, over 100 citations were issued by the Macomb, Illinois Police Department after they sent a riot gear group of cops into this group of kids and proceeded to really do some damage. Mark, you actually saw video from this. What did you see happening?
Cops hitting kids with sticks.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing, admittedly. Just, you know, saw briefly.
So what the claim is here that the police had been around the party throughout the day checking people's IDs to attempt to bust underage drinkers, and then later decided to disperse the crowd, as they put it, because some EMTs had begun to treat people for dangerous blood alcohol levels. So, as usual, because some people are irresponsible with their behavior, some people are irresponsible drinkers, everyone must be punished.
Well, that's what happens when you don't keep other slaves in line, Ian. All the slaves must look after the other slaves and make sure they don't make the master angry.
So they went in there with their truncheons and apparently tear gas as well, and did their damage. Some students reported that, again, the cops had been in the area all day. Then suddenly the police began using mace and ordering people to get off the street and go indoors. Several people were arrested as a result of the riot. But the president and the president of the college insisted most of them were not students, but promised punishment for any student that was incarcerated. He said in a written statement, "Those students who were arrested will also face disciplinary action from the university. It is sad that those individuals have such little respect for themselves, their community, and their university."
Well, as we've learned, Ian, when the police arrest someone, they can pretty much get a conviction out of most people, either through the plea deal system or through overbearing force in the courtroom, with all their evidence and all their reams of protocol and procedure and paperwork that you have to follow through with, and, of course, the legalese, which no one really understands unless you have learned that special language. So, yeah, they arrested or sent citations to a bunch of people and arrested people. So, of course, those are all guilty. Those are all criminals.
Almost all of them are going to be probably pled guilty, yeah.
So, you know, regardless of whether or not someone did anything bad or instigated anything or actually did anything violent.
Right. What part about a block party is not respectable? I mean, I guess you could claim that someone who is really wasted and acting, you know, dumb as a result of that may not have respect for himself, or somebody just went a little too far and made a mistake.
Yeah, I think we can, most of the people listening to the sound of my voice have not had respect for themselves, if being wasted means not having respect for oneself.
Well, it's like I've had block parties back where I grew up in Milwaukee, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's sort of like it's a block party, so most of the people that are there live in that area, so they can get as drunk as they want.
Yeah, you don't have to drive.
Because they literally walk home about, 100 feet. And even if they pass out on their lawn, it's still their lawn. If they want to sleep on their lawn, well, good for them.
Sure.
So this whole idea of a block party getting unruly in an area of what I'm guessing would be near the commons or some college thoroughfare.
Probably college neighborhood.
Right, right, exactly. Something where people live in that area or they live a couple blocks away. If they want to be irresponsible and learn the sting of alcohol poisoning or whatever, well, they're going to learn it sometime in some place. And might as well do it around a lot of people where they can get some attention they need. They can get, like, the EMTs were there to help them out, stuff like that.
Right, as though it's not bad enough. Well, to go through that experience, to have alcohol poisoning, as though the consequences of that aren't difficult enough to actually have the university punish them on top of that.
I think, as far as I'm concerned, the EMTs should be passing out bills to everybody that they treat there. If you're going to drink enough alcohol that you've poisoned yourself with alcohol, I don't think that the taxpayer of the town of wherever the heck Western Illinois University is, or should be responsible for paying for their medical treatment.
What about when the police beat them over the head with a truncheon? Who should be paying for that?
I don't think that there's any point in that. I mean, this doesn't seem like appropriate behavior to me.
Right, but would you say that that's also the responsibility of the college student because, you know, they were asking for it?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say that if you drink yourself into the oblivion to the point that you need medical attention, then you should have to pay for that medical attention. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that idea, Mark. I do. It's, you know, and we can get into the whole thing. Well, they paid for it once by paying taxes, blah blah blah.
College students pay for crap.
They pay rent.
Yeah, they do pay rent, which
most
goes
of the time their parents are paying.
Someone's paying.
Well, hold on, Mark. I mean, I just talk to the concept. We don't need to get into the details. The idea that, yes, if you go and engage in experimental drug use or binge drinking, that, yes, you should be responsible for the bills that incurs, whether it be the cost of the alcohol, the transportation, or the medical treatment, whatever it is, yes, that person should be responsible. But that doesn't, that distracts from the entire problem with this entire article here and this event, which was the truncheon beating. So it's kind of a straw man.
So, looking at this quote from the university president, again, that they have such little respect for themselves, their community, and their university. A block party is a community event.
Yes, it is.
So, I guess, again, we're here looking at the word community and what it means to one person versus what it means to another. If what he's saying is that the community, the rest of the community, the people that live outside of this particular block, the people that were not participating in this block party, were offended somehow by this. Okay, I can see where he's coming from. But just because somebody's out partying doesn't mean they don't respect themselves. It doesn't mean they don't respect the community. There very well could have been a group of people that were set to clean up afterwards. You know, I don't know. If this is something that has been going on a yearly basis, it sounds like it's fairly well executed and planned. It's probably been, you know, going on for years, and so people know what they're doing when it comes to this event. And there's likely a group of people who maybe that day or the next day, when they sober up a little bit, it's their job to grab some trash bags and hit the neighborhood and clean things up.
Oh, so the neighborhood's a mess. I'm watching the video here. It's crazy. Things are on fire. It's like riot in suburbia.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 Tony Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so head on over there, freetalklive.com. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up here in just a few weeks, several weeks, I guess, at this point, but less than 2 months. You can go to porkfest.com to get signed up. Registrations are still available. The campsites with electricity, from what I understand, are completely sold out at this point. They are still selling some RV sites, and they're selling them at the same price as campsites. So there's still opportunities for you to get involved in this huge Liberty Festival that happens once a year.
Yes. If you miss this, you will be sorry that you missed it. Basically, that's how it is. Because you will hear all these other people talk about it and how wonderful it is and what a great time it was, and you'll be just kicking yourself for missing it. So if you haven't looked at it, you should do that.
It's going to be the fifth time that Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event. It's been an absolute blast going to all of these, and it just keeps getting better. Year after year, more people are going to be participating in this year's Agora Alley, or what they're calling the Agora
Valley,
Valley now, because it's expanded. And that means that there will be people there selling all manner of products and services that have not been licensed necessarily by the federal or state or local governments.
That's right.
So that's, I think, a lot of fun, because it's essentially business civil disobedience. And then there's, of course, also other types of civil disobedience that go on, a little open-air cannabis consumption.
Oh, yeah.
There's just a lot of fun. It's also an event for families. There's a lot of family fun events that have been scheduled as well. Of course, plenty of adult opportunities to party, campsites, campfires, live musical performances. There's going to be games to play.
But more than anything, there's going to be people that are similar to yourself. There are going to be people that understand what you're thinking, that understand your philosophy, and that you can talk to without worrying about saying the wrong thing that's that sets them off or that they just don't understand or they can't respond to? I'm sure you've run into those conversations.
Oh, man. Awkward
yes.
conversations, and awkward
just,
moments.
Yeah, you just leave the conversation. But that's the big thing, the big draw is being around people that you can let your guard down a little bit. I wouldn't, you know, obviously you should be due diligence in all your business interactions, personal and whatnot. But at the same time, it is a very comfortable and fun place.
Yeah, if you've never been before, it's like meeting family members that you are more likely to get along with.
Yeah, exactly.
People that they feel like almost like you've known them for your whole life, but you haven't.
That's a good statement there, Ian. I think I'll change it a little bit. It's choose your own family,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, it's really a fun group of folks. And obviously, you've got 1,000 people at a campground. There are going to be different interests there. Like, for instance, on Sunday, you're going to have like a religious gathering for Christians. There's usually another one for, you know, Jewish folks, and there's another one for atheists and you know, people kind of get together and they gravitate towards people.
Last year we had a Quaker meeting.
Similar interests, yeah. So there's a lot that transpires. We can't get into everything. There's a full list of stuff that's going on over at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C. That's pork as in porcupine, because the porcupine is the mascot for the Free State Project. Porkfest.com, you can use our discount code to save yourself 20% on registration. That is, the code is Free Talk Live. No spaces in there, just put in Free Talk Live as one word, and then you'll get 20% off. Speakers have been announced at this point, as I understand it. Stefan Molyneux from
yes.
Free Domain Radio, who is turning into a mainstay at Porkfest. I think he's been there the past 2 years, and he will be there again this year.
He likes it.
Which is great. So, I mean, Stefan Molyneux has a huge following out there in the Liberty community. And on top of that, he's a really brilliant guy. So it's always interesting to see what he has to say. And I don't have the speakers list in front of me, so you can go to porkfest.com to see who else will be there. And, of course, Soapbox Idol is going to be happening, Free Keen Karaoke, which is going to end up being, I think, some sort of a contest between the Manchester karaoke crowd.
That's what they want.
And the Keen karaoke crowd. And, of course, everybody else can sing as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the number here. You can take control of the airways. You know, since we started out with this story that Matt called in about out of Illinois with the police breaking up a block party and essentially just doing violence. Mark, you were watching some of the video during the break with the police apparently tackling somebody, and we're just talking about college kids having fun.
What always bothers me is how cops seem to be attracted to the guy with the camera. You know, it would seem to me that a law enforcement, a good guy, a peace officer, would want cameras rolling on what he was doing, or her, because...
Do we even have peace officers anymore?
Sometimes they call themselves that.
I heard that say that in the court. I'm sorry to interrupt your train, but that I don't like that term, peace officer, because they rarely bring peace to a situation.
I like the term. I would like them to adhere to it.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. Well, coming from the other's perspective.
You would think that they would want to have these cameras rolling on them so that they, you know, no one can accuse them of doing something wrong when they haven't.
Oh, but they don't care about that because they can't actually be convicted of doing anything wrong.
They just
gassed
this guy with a camera.
Really?
Why would they do that?
Because they're awful.
Well, yeah, they don't want that put on the YouTubes. They don't want that.
They went on the YouTube.
The camera
anyway.
Is their enemy.
Yes.
Because they know, Mark, the camera is the greatest threat to the police that has ever existed. Because the police know that they are immune. The police know that it's very rare that any time that they're doing something awful to another peaceful human being, that the police in any way will be held accountable for their actions. They know this. They know they can get away with murder. They know they can get away with arson. They can get away with whatever they want. And usually the worst that happens to them is they get put on paid suspension while they're investigated in the case. And
yep.
Then the investigation is found, oh, our officers were just fine. Everything is by the book. A-okay. Come on back on, buddy. And then he's back on duty and everything's fine. Or in the most rare cases, they'll be demoted or something like that and put on suspension without pay. Like, that's as bad as it typically gets.
I think a lot of the cases against the police have come about simply because the camera was there.
Absolutely.
Without the camera, it's your word versus this police, and they'll go yeah. down all his accolades.
It's not even your word. Your word will never even get heard.
That's right.
If there's not a video of it.
Even with the camera, the police are relatively immune from penalty. It has helped. There have been some instances instances where the police had just been caught so red-handed doing horrible acts that they couldn't deny, they couldn't slime their way out of it. There are a few of those, like the BART cop that executed that guy and, you know, shot him in the back of the head. I mean, that was a pretty tough one for them to slime their way out.
Shot him in the back.
Okay,
they had
whatever.
Him, had him cuffed.
He was on the ground.
On the ground.
Multiple
kneeled,
cops
kneeled
surrounding
him. Before
him,
head down, and he pulls out a gun, stands up, and shoots him right in the middle of his back.
Yeah, that's called an execution.
That's is exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Now, his claim was, oh, I got confused between my hands. I thought I was pulling for my taser.
The taser.
Certainly the taser is shaped like a gun. The weight is entirely different, though. You know, why would you need to tase a guy who's on the ground, handcuffed, kneeling before you?
Like, just an
head,
excuse.
Head
that's
to the
all.
Ground.
Yeah, that's so, just a lie.
So, yeah, so it's the biggest threat that they've ever encountered, and that's why they target cameramen. They want to stop you from being there to possibly see what it is that they're enacting upon people.
You're speculating. I don't know why it is they do what they do, but
it's
certainly
a threat.
Seems likely.
They're bullies. And the bully wants to neutralize whoever it is that is the most threatening
right,
to him.
Right, right, yeah. Like the bully on the playground is going to go and pick on the kid who's around the corner from the teacher watching at recess. He's not going to sit there and bully someone right in front of the teacher. And that's what the camera is. The camera is the accountability. Camera is the I don't want to say transparency, but that's what creates the transparency between what actually happens and the procedure that goes about to make things right. Without that footage, you know, it's there's no case whatsoever.
Let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts, and then we'll get some thoughts from a police officer here in a moment. But first, we've got Travis on the line in Pennsylvania. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, hi.
Travis,
hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
Everybody can hear me, right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You guys started out talking about pretty much the aspect of everybody is an enemy.
Everybody's an enemy to
him. I just wanted to add that. My friend is currently going to college for criminal justice, and he's currently going to the police academy. They were taught a motto, and he repeated this. I'm going to repeat it, you know, recordable.
I'm sorry, you kind of faded off in how you were talking there. I'll give you a moment to collect your thoughts. We'll come back with you here in a moment, and we'll find out what your friend's experience was. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It sounds like he's going to relate to us what his friend was taught in the police department, the police training academy. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and bring up, again, anything. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
800-259-9231, inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. And if you enjoyed this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier today. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the concept is simple. You can send in $3 a month to Free Talk Live, and we'll take that money in. You can send it via any credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and we'll reinvest that money into the show, getting on more great radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So get on over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the perks you'll get access to, including the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls about what you want, Travis is in Pennsylvania. We're talking about the police and cracking down, using excessive force, using violence in ways that are completely unnecessary, like when they busted up a college party recently at Western Illinois University, a block party. They just came in with truncheons and tear gas, and apparently they just were doing horrible things to people. So, Travis, you had a comment on the police, and you were just barely able to get into it. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Trust no one, suspect everyone. Trust no one, suspect everyone is what they are teaching young men and women today who are getting into law enforcement.
And this is from a friend of yours who has been trained as a, or is in training for law enforcement. This is what they taught him?
Yes, he's currently going to the police academy. And they just don't see that going hand in hand with the other motives they have on the side of their cars to serve and protect. I just don't see those two going together.
Yeah, I'd say you're right about that. There's a very suspicious attitude on the part of the police. They're always acting as though they're going to be shot by somebody, which, you know, I can understand the fear.
I don't think they really believe that they're going to be shot by somebody. I think that they use that as an excuse to get away with treating people like they're criminals already.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight.
Maybe.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-259. 9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I see where you're coming from on that one, Mark, that that it is just an excuse. But on the other hand, you know, there are dangerous people out there, so I don't blame the police for using caution.
No, there are certainly circumstances in which the police do go above and beyond as far as a normal person would react. If you see someone getting shot at in a house across the way, you're generally not inclined to go over there and deal with that situation.
You're running away. Hopefully the cops are running towards
you. I mean, unless you've been trained or you have a certain penchant for dealing with that, you aren't going to. And then the police come in and generally take care of that situation. But, of course, they don't have the, the need to do so, or
the requirement?
The requirement, yes. Yeah. They're not required to actually deal with that.
Yeah.
They're not obligated to do anything.
Right, obligated, that's the right word. But that makes sense, the whole idea of within, you know, outside on their cars, they have the serve and protect. But inside their cloistered academies and whatnot, they're teaching everyone is a criminal, we just need to catch them.
Right. Actually, we were at a trial today. I don't know if you were there for this part, JJ, but Meg, who's our Tuesday night co-host, was on trial. We'll talk more about that here in a moment. But at one point, she did ask the cops who they were serving when they were doing something that was harmful toward other human beings. And that is a good question. Who are they serving? It seems pretty clear to me that they are serving the state. They're serving their masters in state government or the federal government. They're not serving you or I, because if they were interested in serving you or I, then, like, if we told them to go away that we didn't want their service, they would be doing that. Oh, no, I'm sorry, officer. Our block party is just fine. In fact, we didn't invite you, so you can just have a nice day and go find some real crimes being committed by real criminals where violence is involved. Thank you. I'd appreciate that. Thanks for your service, but, you know, we don't want you here. Then in that case, it was, oh, well, since we're your servants and you're our masters, we'll just go right ahead and see you later. How could we have made such a mistake? Well, there's got to be somebody out there that we can go after today, so see you later there, boss. But they don't act that way.
No.
They act as though they're your masters. And they are. Clearly.
Well, they're not so much the master. They are simply the tip of the sword that the master holds, and the master is the state. And the courtroom,
okay, sure.
The courtroom, that's very clear. I mean, like today when the judge was talking, and what does the state request for a sentencing? You know, it's like this, like the prosecutor takes on the role, this fictional role of the wizard behind the curtain all of a sudden, and making those determinations and levying these sorts of punishments, or at least persuading such a levy on someone else. And, like, the police in the courtroom, okay, there was Zamora, was that one of the guys?
One of the cops, yeah.
What, you think he was getting paid to be there?
Of course. I believe police get overtime pay in most places to be in courtrooms.
Well, don't you think that would impact his motive, his thought process of sitting there? I'm getting paid by the state, so when the state asks me questions via the prosecutor, well, I'm going to be very friendly with him and give him the answers that he wants,
mm-hmm.
or that we discussed before the event. or the trial.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's just a complete joke.
Yeah, it absolutely is. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Since we're on the topic, we'll tell you a little bit more about what happened today. Meg was arrested, along with myself and a couple of other activists, last summer. It was July of last year, for standing in front of a police car. Now, what precipitated this was Heike, who's another one of the local activists. She's actually a native to the area, who's gotten active. And in a major way, she's gotten active in a
Definitely
big way.
Super active.
And, yeah, she's outstanding. She was in the park enjoying an alcoholic beverage. And it was a beautiful day, nice afternoon, nice Sunday afternoon. And I got a call over the radio saying Heike was being threatened with arrest by the police. A bunch of people were down the street at a social event at that particular time. And so about 10 or 15 more people came out from that event and went to the location where Heike was being harassed by the police. We pulled out video cameras. There were multiple angles of this recorded. If you go back in time over at freekeen.com to the archives, you can find some of these videos. Anyway, so the police Heike does not cooperate with them. She does not give them her information to fill out the citation, so they actually do go ahead and arrest her. At that point, I had made the decision that I was going to stand in front of a police car the next time they tried to kidnap somebody who was innocent, somebody who was peaceful, somebody who was not harming another human being. I was inspired by what happened at the 420 celebration in Nashua earlier that year, where David Cruz, who's also one of the Keene area activists, was standing in front of a police car, as well as a few other activists standing in front of a police car heroically to attempt to prevent them from kidnapping someone, in this case a young 17-year-old black gentleman who was arrested, the first target of the 420 arrests. They went after the one black
guy. The only
target. Right, they went after the one black guy in the crowd. And so I, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to emulate that method of civil disobedience. I knew that that wasn't going to stop them from the kidnapping, but I wanted to make it known that I did not approve of this, and I was going to do more than just speak my disapproval. So I stood in front of the police car, and Meg joined me, as did a couple of other activists. And now she has been found guilty. And she was found guilty by a jury in this case. It was yet another jury trial. The second jury trial here in Cheshire County of a liberty activist. The first trial was also a guilty finding. In the first trial of, and this was of Jim Johnson for trespass, which was basically standing at the jail in a public place. He was convicted of that by this jury. This a different jury in this case, in Meg's case, convicted her of so-called disorderly conduct, which was defined as standing in front of traffic or impeding the flow of traffic. Which, of course, the police's cruiser was the thing that was impeding the flow of traffic. But
right, with the flashing lights and all the drama.
And then they also convicted her of obstructing government administration, which basically means that if you do anything to get in the way of some government bureaucrat as they're doing their job, then
obstructed them.
That is right. That is obstructing, and that is a misdemeanor. And they were both misdemeanors, which meant that Meg was facing up to 2 years in jail for this instance of standing still. And so we did a fully informed jury outreach last week to this jury. Most of them were receptive, as usual, to the information as far as they took the information. Whether they read it or not is another question. Whether they applied what they read is, well, clearly not the case, because there was not a hung jury and there was not a not guilty. It was a guilty verdict. And I thought Meg did a great job defending herself. I mean, all things considered, she took the moral approach. She didn't attempt to defend on the facts of the case. In her opening statement, she made it clear that she was not going to contest the facts in this case. You know, she did stand in front of those police cars. And what she was bringing up to the jury, and she made it pretty clear that they could vote not guilty based on their conscience in this instance. That they could essentially, she didn't use the term jury nullification, but she did talk about the idea of them doing the right thing because she hadn't actually harmed anybody, and that she's a very compassionate person, and that she didn't want to see somebody who is innocent, someone else who had not harmed another person, being kidnapped by the police. And so she stood on that kind of moral ground, and the jury went ahead and found her guilty, and then proceeded to sneak, kind of skulk away out of the courtroom. They used the back door this time and were accompanied by the bailiffs and refused any attempts at any interviews. I even offered cash. I offered $50 cash for an interview, and they refused. I refused on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 686-2237.